This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to eighth time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Tuesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. We appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. My name is Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Pope Zaza Payne. What's up, dude?
I'm owed nothing, man. Just processing this entire... Yeah, it's a new world we're living in. There's going to be a new NFL season next year, and I have to readjust. I got to readjust. I eagerly await hearing from Nick Caley himself, Nicholas Caley, the new offensive coordinator. I continue to, as I do every day, pray for the Chiefs' ultimate demise, but we won't really know until next year exactly what they look like.
I was thinking about that this morning. Usually each year... It's rare that both Super Bowl teams play at a Super Bowl caliber level the next season. That's just the NFL. You know, like it's right. The NFL has more variance year to year in terms of who makes the postseason, let alone the Super Bowl, than any other sport. There's almost half the teams that made the postseason this past year won't make it this year because that's just the way the NFL works. And so it would stand to reason that half the teams that play in the Super Bowl would not play to the same level. And just in going back and looking through, it's not that there's always one team that just completely bottoms out, although that does happen. But it's never like, oh, the Eagles and the Chiefs were the two most dominant teams in their conferences this year, and they're just going to be back next year. It doesn't work that way. Like 2 years ago, these same two teams played in the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs maintained that level, although one could argue they did go backwards in the regular season and kind of turned it on in the postseason. The Eagles did go backwards and got blown out in the playoffs last year. You know, so it wasn't that either of them bottomed out, but it's tough to maintain it year to year. Could we be living in a world where the Chiefs are on the verge of maybe a significant drop-off next year? That would be delightful.
These are my advanced stats, Sean.
Okay.
Everybody try to hang with me. So... Andy Reid is 66 years old, and it's tempting to think, wow, he didn't look all that happy as he was getting destroyed by the Eagles. Maybe he's going to start thinking it's time to hang him up, or maybe he's lost his fastball because he can't keep up with people like Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, who is 66 years old.
A whippersnapper, yeah.
Yeah, that part of it, I could try to think, oh yeah, but, you know, Andy Reid just isn't the guy anymore, but then you realize, oh yeah, the one of the very best defensive coordinators in the league, the guy that did in Andy Reid in the Super Bowl with such success, is Vic Fangio, who's 66 years old.
Right.
So I think the age thing has lost a little bit of its luster in terms of an argument against various coaches.
I think for the Chiefs, if I'm thinking about this, like what are the reasons they could go backwards next year? One, they got a ton of free agents. Like Brett Veach, the GM, and Andy Reid have work to do this offseason. Because they've actually, not only do they have a ton of free agents, but they've actually, it feels like they've got more things to fix than they usually do. Like they're still lacking in, I think, firepower at the skill positions. Although Xavier Worthy looks like a very good pick right now. The offensive line clearly has issues. You know, the Eagles are very good, but they clearly have issues on the offensive line. And that division's getting better. You know, like that, like the Chargers, it's going to be harder for them to win the division in the coming seasons. The Chargers with Jim Harbaugh are ascending. The Denver Broncos with Sean Payton, I think, have become a problem at least a year or two earlier than people thought they would. We'll see what happens with the Raiders. But those two teams, those were both playoff teams last year, the Raiders.
Right.
I'm sorry, the Chargers and the Broncos.
Right. And I think there's two things. One is that Andy Reid's a really good coach, and he's going to get a lot of whatever they have on the field. But they also I think that they don't spend liberally. It's not, they're a pretty frugal football team. It's just that they do have to worry. They have to pay Pat Mahomes. I mean, you know, Pat Mahomes' contract by now it's starting to look a little bit dated in terms of where he ranks in QB salary. But he also hasn't been the very best regular season quarterback over the last couple seasons. So I don't know if they have to redo anything with Pat Mahomes, or maybe they restructure that a little bit. But they also, yeah, they got to figure out some way to get Pat Mahomes from getting shellacked the way he did in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The offensive line, they had their injuries, but you're going to have injuries every year. That's the really probably the biggest question mark. And they struggled to score more than 30 points this past season.
Yeah.
I think when you run up against the really good football teams, including some of the close calls they had in the playoffs, you're gonna struggle if you've got those obstacles. It is just the veteran savvy only gets you so far. I'll go back to the Astros comparison of a couple of years ago. Yeah, the Astros, they put up a really good fight in the playoffs in 2023, but you could tell that they weren't the same team.
Yeah.
They flat out weren't the same, the powerhouse. And at some point, you run up against teams that either can punch it out with you or they're genuine powerhouses.
Who's the best team as of right now? I know we haven't hit free agency or the draft yet, but as of February, whatever today is, the 11th, who's the best team in the AFC right now to you? Heading into next season.
Okay, if you...
Like, who are we chasing right now? You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
I think it's still the Ravens.
They're still the scariest team to me.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, if you did the whole, like, Vegas, put these teams on a neutral field, who's the favorite? It might still be the Bills.
Yeah.
It might be the Chiefs. Who knows? The odds came out for the Super Bowl yesterday, and the Chiefs and the Ravens were tied with each other. So there's still belief out there in the Chiefs at a high level, as there should be. I mean, it was one game. But the Ravens are still the scariest team to me.
Yeah. And they have, look, they, with a new, this year they looked like they really latched onto Todd Monken's system.
Yeah.
And with the addition of Derrick Henry, obviously, that makes it a little easier. I guess, where are we with Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley in terms of, they're old running backs? I don't feel like next year is the year that Saquon Barkley is going to fall off a cliff, and I don't think that Derrick Henry is going to fall off a cliff either. I guess the biggest concern with him would be, can you trust him with his style of play to be durable every year? Are you going to get 17 games out of Derrick Henry next season?
They're looking to extend him, is what I read yesterday in Baltimore. So they, you know, there's obviously... Unless they're just doing it to open up cap space or something. But there's obviously a belief in Baltimore that he can keep doing this for a while. I'm not doubting Derrick Henry. He's built in a lab. To answer your question, Seth, if I had to pick one of the two to fall off, it would be Saquon. Just because of the history of soft tissue stuff before this year. You know, like he's had an injury. This was a major outlier for him this year to play all 17 games or whatever it was.
It seems like he's genuinely happy where he is, though, too. That, you know, the day-in, day-out grind of playing for the Giants were just a hapless and lost organization.
Oh, he had his family up there at the desk with him afterwards, like his two little kids. Couldn't have been cuter. And his fiancée is up there with him. He's living his best life, this guy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's one of the things that I kept thinking about in the second half of that Super Bowl game was, man, Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, kept his job. Like, he's sitting there. Giants fans, if they watched that game at all, must have been just so miserable having spent an offseason watching their GM talk about how dumb it would be to bring Saquon Barkley back, partly because you have to find out what you have in your quarterback in Daniel Jones. And then the team abandons Daniel Jones midway through the season. And after having let go of Saquon Barkley, who's part of a Super Bowl winning effort. I mean, it's just every single thing that could have gone wrong for Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, went wrong this season, and yet he kept his job. Every prediction he made on HBO, him basically bamboozling the owner out in front of everybody, cuckolding the owner in front of the American public, and he kept his job. Unbelievable.
They have the worst odds of any team on the odds board that came out yesterday, the Giants.
Well, they got to find out what they have in Daniel Jones.
they are plus, you know? They're plus 30,000. They are 300-1 to win the Super Bowl next year.
There's somebody in Parsippany, New Jersey that's putting down $100 on the Giants this year win the Super Bowl
because
he's sick of all the haters.
Yep.
Sick of all the haters.
Think about how many bad teams there are in the NFL, and you're thought to be by far the worst, and you kept your GM and your head coach.
Right. And also, I mean, the other part of that, remember, your GM said we have to figure out what we have in Daniel Jones, and he's saying that after he himself gave Daniel Jones an extension a couple years ago.
That's right.
It's just really unbelievable,
man. It's awesome.
Man.
Yeah. It's
I feel like there's got some industrious Giants fan has to take the Giants to court to remove the owner.
Oh, yeah.
That I think that it's the only hope they have is that they just get rid of the owner altogether.
Yeah. Texans.
I can't remember which New York owner's kids were super involved.
Woody Johnson and the Jets.
It was Woody Johnson.
Yeah, it was Woody Johnson's kids.
It was Woody Johnson's kids that were coming in and giving advice to players or telling players they sucked, right?
Woody Johnson was calling them to find out what the Madden scores were on certain players. Remember that?
They were
using Madden scores. And yes, the kids were also hanging out way too much around the locker room, it sounded like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was obnoxious. Sounds like they've dialed it back a little bit. My guess is Aaron Glenn is somebody who's going into a situation where he's not going to tolerate that sort of nonsense.
Yeah, you know? If there's one thing I've learned about billionaires, it's that they totally stand by their word.
So far they have. So
it's really hard for a billionaire to exercise self-discipline.
Yeah.
There's nobody in his life that's going to ultimately be like, you're full of crap. Yeah, and the billionaire can't just fire on the spot. You know?
Ironically, the people that might be able to keep Woody Johnson on the rails would be maybe his kids, you know, having a moment with them. But his kids seem to be just as bad as he is. The apple is not falling far from the tree.
They need to send the kids off to one of those hardcore, ridiculously abusive
corporal punishment. Yeah.
Where they go and, like it's basically like they're prisoners. Yeah.
To beat the kids.
The parents pay like $200,000 a year for it.
Their kids to take a beating. Yeah.
Boot camp. They got to go to boot camp. You know what? They need to enlist in the Marines. All right.
Yeah.
That'll set them right.
Yeah, we need them defending our country. You're absolutely right. That'd be good. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We're off and running on a Tuesday. Ross Tucker is going to join us. Probably Ross's final appearance for a while. But, boy, Ross was at the Super Bowl as a fan in all his Eagles garb, and he was with his family, super excited. So he'll join us. We'll get his thoughts on the Super Bowl at 7 o'clock today on the show. We got a big programming note coming up today at 9 o'clock. So make a note of that, 9 a.m. today. We've got a big Payne and Pendergast programming note coming up. And a quick mention, too, of our contest, the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. If you listen for an hour each day on the Odyssey app, you're entered to win. You can do it every day. You're entered to win a trip to Vegas with you and three of your friends to stay at Circa, to gamble at Circa, to hang out in their pool that has all the big movie screens with the games playing on it. The trip takes place during the College Basketball Championship Tournament. And you're going to have an extra $20,000 in your pocket as well to spend while you're in Vegas. So download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you are entered to win the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. Another wide receiver hits the market. Should the Texans be in on this guy? That is next.